I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The space between us, immigrants, refugees, and Oregon, is the next topic in the Oregon Humanities Conversation Project. The conversation is being led in locations across the state by Manuel Padilla, who's done peace work in Haiti, Chad, and Washington, D.C. Locally, the conversation will be held Wednesday, May 24th at 5:30 p.m. at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art. Manuel Padilla joins me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Well, the space between us could mean many things. What kind of space do you mean in this context?
The space between us in this context means the sort of conceptual, emotional space between us, the space that exists as a result of perhaps lack of empathy or lack of personal experience with each other in communities. So I think oftentimes we're sort of alone together in that sense, especially with regard to immigrants and refugee communities and people who consider themselves to be natives or locals.
So in the case of Oregon itself, do you see particular groups of immigrants and refugees with whom we particularly need more empathy?
Well, we have the five largest groups who are refugees right now, who are people from Burma, people who are from Afghanistan, Iraq, people who are from the Ukraine, and actually people who are from Cuba. And certainly there are some Syrians arriving as well. But for this year, three quarters of the refugees have already arrived. So I don't know if I see a particular group. Certainly people who consider themselves to be Muslims or followers of Islam, I think would definitely be someone who we need to open up conceptual perspective space for and really dive into dialogue with.
And we see climate refugees arriving in Oregon as well. Do you put them in the same category as sociopolitical refugees?
Yeah, because climate change and politics are really closely related, I would say. And the direct causes might be different, but climate change is bigger than politics, really. I would put them in the same category in that sense, for sure.
Who do you think most needs to take part in this conversation locally?
The way that it could be most perfectly aligned and arranged, if you could do it, would be to have people who consider themselves representatives of all different kinds of backgrounds, of faiths, of lived experience. Oftentimes, what you find in the room with my conversations now are people who consider themselves to be like-minded. But what I think is really important about this and what I've been experiencing, certainly going around to different communities in Oregon, is that you put a bunch of people in a room who consider themselves to be, for instance, really progressive, and all of a sudden they find that they don't really totally agree on everything, especially when you create a space where people can be authentic and deeply consider things without feeling as though they are going to be targeted or they're going to be ridiculed for what they're thinking or saying. And it allows people to be vulnerable. I would like vulnerability in the room.
Do you see or desire particular effects to come out of these conversations?
People feel the weight of this topic as being sort of out of their control and beyond their grasp in many ways. And I try to, in these conversations, really hone down into having people make small commitments for themselves that they can hold themselves accountable to in terms of what is it going to take for them to take the first step to open up their hearts to the idea of welcoming people who they might consider to be other or they might consider to be the stranger. And this is true really in terms of our own society first. So in a sense, what I try to do with these conversations is invert the conversation and stop talking so much about immigrants and refugees, but start talking about what does it mean to be refuge and who am I in relation to this topic? That's really where I like to get.
And in the end, are there any of us who are not an immigrant or a refugee from somewhere and something?
We oftentimes forget that aspect, I think. We have not been able to, as a country, agree politically in many ways because we haven't been able to agree on the story of our past. We can't really agree on the mythology in many ways of what it meant for our country to be sort of a bastion for immigrants and refugees. We want to honor our immigrant pasts sometimes, but then we have this sort of like feeling of tension in us but this place belongs to us, right? So even though a person might look like us, coming from another place, just because they're the next wave, just because they're the other, we oftentimes sort of paint them in this picture of being dangerous and other and someone who's a threat to our nativism.
Manuel Padilla, facilitator for The Space Between Us, Immigrants, Refugees, and Oregon, part of the Oregon Humanities Conversation Project. The conversation will continue in Eugene on Wednesday, May 24th at 5:30 p.m. at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art on the UO campus. For more information, OregonHumanities.org and jsma.uoregon.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.